Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Cypher Supreme Bra podcast. Joining me will be Goddess Speaks. We're going to go up in this thing real quick. I want to talk about Jimmie Jones controversy real briefly, real quick. And I just want to talk about the elephant in the room and issues that we have that we are scared to talk about, you know, especially with a lot of weird ancestral pedo behaviors. Now, I'm not here to attack nobody personally. I'm just going off in what the news is and what came out of simply mouth, the horse's mouth. Jim Jones recently did an interview where Angela Yee asked him about the advice and what instructions did his mom give him, because he the one who put it out there that his mother taught him how to kiss.
That's very weird.
It is weird. And I think, you know, he put it out there. I would have worded that better if it's not true or specifically she did hands on do it. But that's the image that he provided, that his mother showed him with her mouth. That's exactly what he said. I had to go double check because now it's like a backpedal from his mother saying, "Oh, I didn't. You think I would do that? I didn't do that. Y'all jumped on me and y'all didn't reach out to me. Y'all didn't ask me what was what." And you know, I mean, your son, pretty much didn't really leave nothing to the imagination to have to actually get specifics of reaching out to you. So the natural reaction of people, of course, the backlash comes and they're going to give their opinions, which they have the right to their opinions and how they feel about that. And I feel like that shit was disgusting there. And then, you know, we want to hurry up and help. Some people want to protect that. And now that makes you look bad if you're one of the ones doing that, because we've done that, like I said, with so many different celebrities, R. Kelly and all these other people. You know, I'm talking about black. We're dealing with our people and our community. And, you know, black celebrities who have done things that they shouldn't have done. And then we want to talk about, well, the white people have done this. Nobody, man, listen, y'all need to cut that out. Because we're dealing with what's going on strictly in the community. And Jim Jones is a member. Mama Jones is a member. So, you know, let's just discuss briefly the elephant in the room. Is that appropriate behavior for a mother?
No.
And why not?
I say it's inappropriate because I would never do no shit like that. First of all, we don't do ancestral weird shit like that. And then it has your son looking at you in a sexual way because you give them this certain feeling. That's fucking strange.
Yeah, that's weird.
That's pedophile behavior. That is not okay.
And you're talking about a teenage boy past puberty age, and you're doing that. That is called, last time I checked, that's called sexual contact. That's beyond, actually a step above just misappropriate behavior. I always have been disgusted with mothers twerking in front of their kids and on Facebook and other social media outlets. I'm against women dressing sexually clad or underdressed around their kids. Uh-huh. Those are all inappropriate behaviors, not necessarily ancestral or sexual contact. This lady had sexual contact with her flesh and blood son, who made something of himself in life. He didn't really necessarily make all bad decisions in his life. You know, he's pretty successful, things like that, and he loved his mother. But now that makes people read into how weird or how deep is your love for your mother's love and your love for your mother. That's just what it is. And you can't get upset with people because they come at you for shit like that. If you didn't want people to come at yourself, you're a grown man, you shouldn't have let that shit come out of your mouth. That could have stayed in the closet, so to speak. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just weird. Can any real man who was raised by their mother say that was okay? That shit is weird.
If a man did that to his daughter, everybody would like put his ass in jail. And mm-hmm. I feel women could be way more sexually aggressive or weirder how we like to stereotype men. Mm-hmm. Women be predators.
Exactly.
Preying on young boys, kissing them in the mouth when they little.
Absolutely. I've seen that inappropriate behavior by women. And, you know, then you got the weird shit. Nude photos with your baby. This is weird. You know, Jess Hilarious had went through that, and several other women who had went through that who done it. And a lot of women came out protecting each other for that. I said, that shit just weird to me. Like, what was the purpose of it? Shit's stupid.
When I finally realized who Jim Jones' mom was, I always thought that lady was weird as hell. And she's toxic because when him and Christy are together, it's like his mother purposely attacks his woman who has his best interest. Like, she his woman instead. And that's weird as hell.
Yeah.
Toxic mama shit.
Yeah, and I was surprised by some of the people who stuck by her, because women are always like that about mothers. They even say that to mothers' boys. When they get upset with you, they say something out of order. Oh, you ugly. You go there and F your mama then. Or saying just crazy. See, that's the reason why I question the mental state of a lot of black women. Black women say the most weirdest shit. And then you'd be like, where does that come from? And what made you say some shit like that? But then when you think about it, a lot of women's mind state is already there. They wouldn't come out their mouth if they couldn't relate. So that's another thing that comes up in my mind. You know, like, come on now, why did you have to go that far? Or accusing this or now you actually seeing that, you know, Christy, that's trying to be funny. I am making a joke, but Christy can actually ask her husband that now because you can tell her Jim that because Jim talked about some, he kissed his mama in the mouth.
And she's very young, and, grateful.
You know, trying to sexually arouse, because obviously the kid, at the time when he was a kid, or a young man, can get aroused by that because you passed the puberty level. And that just makes shit weird. Why would you do that? Why would you violate and mess that up and make him into a sexual deviant when you won't want to mold a young black man to train his mind to do right? We all fall into that. Whether you got an older family member or cousin who shows you inappropriate films, and now that image is in your head and make you more curious to want to search and look for stuff like that. And then you go out, you know, in the real world and you mimic these behaviors, and then you become that into a degree, you know what I'm saying, at a certain age level. That also has effects on people. And that's all I really got to say about it without saying too much or going in too deep with it. I'm just making certain points on why people look at that as they look at it, because that is actual facts. Actual facts. And, you know, the mental state of today's society with celebrities, you know, their intelligence level is below average. And that's scientifically studied.
Damn.
And, for you to go out and about to fix your mouth to come out and have an opinion about it, as far as like saying that there's nothing wrong with it, that's your opinion as well. If that's the way you feel, if you feel like, right, sexual perverse behavior is all right, then that's on you. But don't attack the people who say, no, it's not all right. You know what I'm saying? Because that makes you look bad, and that's going to make people look at you different too. Like, wait a minute, you feel like that's a, like, what sense can you make out of that? Is it because you've done it? Do you do it?
Oh, that freaks me out.
And, you know, I mean, shout out to Jim Jones, man, but he was having a truth moment or whatever. I don't know if he was intoxicated or under the influence of something when he came out and discussed that part.
But then that makes me think.
I mean, he could have reworded it without even implicating his mother. He could even say, if he wanted to say something like, well, so, shit, I've had older people show me the ropes, you know, a great influence in my life. He didn't have to even say
mama
particularly who done it and You know, let your mama say it and put her own foot in her mouth. And another thing that disturbed me in this thing, you know, his mom did get on live, and she responded to the backlash, and she said, you guys, like, besides the reaching out part and assuming things, she had her friend in the background. She wasn't on camera, but she was talking about, yeah, none of y'all even asked how old he was. I'm like, what the fuck does that have? All the age factors. Matter. At age of consent and all that, that shit go out the window. You talking about your motherfucking son. You know. And sometimes women got to tread lightly what you do around your kids. You know, you never know. Like I said, doing stuff like the twerking and the scantily clad dressing and things of that nature. I know a young lady, I'm not going to say her name, who got in some trouble. She likes to walk around the house comfortably. I will say that. And you can only use your own imagination. But you do have children, boys at that. And when you have a child who likes to talk, that, you know, and say certain things, and knows your business because you talk very loud or whatever the case may be, they hear your conversations on the phone, they hear your conversations when you have company, they see how you walk around. And they're volunteering this information openly at in a public setting where other adults can get involved and they hear this inappropriate behaviors, you can get in trouble for that. Your son should not be able to talk about what the tattoo on your buttocks looks like in detail.
That's disturbing.
How in the hell does he able to see that? You're his mother. That inquires certain behaviors and questions come up and then the kid answers them and maybe not in the right way or says it in painting the wrong picture. And then, boom, next thing you know, you're in trouble with the law. So, you know, you got to watch how you move, what's appropriate, what's inappropriate, and what is flat out wrong. And I say doing that is flat out wrong.
Well, that makes me think, too, if he said that, were you doing other things to your son in a sexual way? That's on a thousand things come to my
obviously
brain.
Obviously, that came up as well. And rumor has it that that was also something that might have happened. I don't want to go too much gauge into that because I didn't watch the whole interview. I seen a clip.
Okay.
And the clip is what I saw of what Jim said. And that clip was enough for me to be like, what the fuck? That was one of them, what the fuck days. Like, Jimmy, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? And somebody, he still needs somebody around him to pull him to the side with some PR shit. Like, dude. Don't say shit like that no more, man. Don't be a wife. You know, as old as he is, Jim Jones older than me. As old as he is, he shouldn't be, conduct yourself better, man. He reminded me of a child talking too much. You know what I'm saying? This is a grown-ass man bringing up shit that when he was a teenager, however old he was, I don't know if he's between the ages of 13, 14, to 16, or whatever the fuck he was, obviously, he was still under his mom's household, under her roof and under her tutelage, teachings, influence. And, you know, that confirms what a lot of things that a lot of people said, but like you just, or even what you just said, how they felt about her anyway, the way she acts. Yeah, like her own son was very inappropriately overprotective of him. So much so. It was to the point where
she act like his woman. Yeah, she his
like
woman.
They were, a couple instead of a mother and son duo.
Right. Then, I mean, just the behavior. And it's like she fights with Christy. Like, she is the mother, is the wife, and she's a side piece. Like, who does that?
Mm-hmm. Well, mothers naturally do that. They are close to their sons.
But this overstepping, like, to a
right.
point where you're
now
like,
overstepping your bounds to the point to where it gets a little bit weird. That's kind of crazy, you know. And even when a mother is looking out for their son's best interest, this subject comes up. You know, and this doesn't help that situation at all. When you have a mother, and I don't agree with a mother being in your relationships or in your business like that anyways. I don't agree with none of that. You know, your business is your business. And, nobody should be in it. Like, it ain't just the mother. It's family members, it's friends, it's associates, or even a coworker. Sometimes you feel like, you know, hey, maybe I can have this conversation, it won't hurt. But yo, it can always come back and hurt and bite you in the ass. Sometimes the conversation that needs to be had is the conversation that needs to be had with that individual, and that individual alone and inside your home, and left at that. It doesn't need to go outside. I never understood that. What do people have to prove to go outside the household to talk about certain situations? Because at the end of the day, I mean, what is that person going to do about it? But use it against you later, or talk about it, or spread the rumor, and then oranges that's better than apples becomes apples are better than oranges. Because once it goes to one to the other, the story changes and it really gets out the loop, and ambos makes a whole big mess. Because that person may not say it right or articulate it the way you said something, and that person may not. I mean, it becomes messy is what they call it. So, you know, that needs to be also, you know, spoken about.
See, sometimes I will say the child is better being with the father than the crazy ass mama. And that's one of them. If, if what I think in my mind really happened.
And like you said, now, if this was a father's damage, what would be the damage control for that? A father saying it's okay to show his daughter that, or a father saying it's okay for him to do inappropriate behaviors, or how about a father who walks around his daughter in his underwear all the time, or you know, it's just weird. Like, just certain shit that people do, or have inappropriate conversations, or talk about women or his sexual escapades in front of his own daughter, you know. That's the respect level you have to keep to a certain degree to keep that child out of it. You know what I'm saying? That's something, if you want to talk about that, you talk about that in a public setting when you're out and about with your friends. Or if you're going to talk about it on the phone, use a subliminal voice inside your room with the door closed and your kids not around. You can hear it. Or she can hear it. So
I just feel like a lot of people have no shame in what they say. They don't care.
No, there ain't no chill today. And this is something, obviously, it ain't just of today's problems. Obviously, with Jim Jones' age, my age, and things like that, like, that's been going on for a long time.
One thing I want to say, if what I think happened, say if he were to ever have a child with his wife, he might think that behavior is okay. And you come to...
Well, absolutely, he would think it's okay because he grew up that way.
Right.
And I mean... He does have a child with his wife, don't he?
Mm-mm.
Oh, it's with another lady?
I never seen them have no babies.
So his kid is with somebody else then?
If that's the case, his
son. Yeah, he got a son, yeah. You know that? He got kids?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he has a kid.
I never seen Chrissy and them with no babies and then a mama
kid. Yeah, he has a son. Yeah, he's been on TV with his son and in the house and stuff. I don't know. But I know he's been with Chrissy for a long time. I don't know if they have kids together or they got separate kids. I don't know what it is, but they do have children. So, but I don't know if they feel like that's something appropriate. And I know he has a handle in his son's life and stuff like that. So I don't know how he raised him and how he feels about it. Maybe behind closed doors, he may think that's not appropriate and he doesn't condone it. He really don't agree. Now that he's gotten older and say, hey man, that was kind of weird. He was just telling his story. But I know that this situation probably ain't gonna go away no time soon. It's gonna probably get more in depth. And the more he responds to it. But my advice to him is, like, now that you said it, I wouldn't even respond to it anymore. Leave it alone. Let it die down like it always do. And pretend like you never even said no shit like that.
You know what I'm saying? Because ain't no
backpedaling. It could be. It could be something he did for attention. It could be something that he was told to do or think is funny. Or he thought it was, you know, or, you know, he may flip it into saying, oh, hey, man, I was just joking. I was, you know, not like, you know what I'm saying. But you can tell he wasn't playing the way he said it and how he was looking when he said it, you know.
This is disturbing because people, children do get hurt and then there's no one to help them. So I find if he was just effing playing around, like that ain't no shit you joke about. That offends me a lot.
Yeah, well, there's no backpedaling from that. When you make a blunt statement, flat the fuck out.
Right.
You can't say you didn't say it or you didn't say it like that. You can't say you didn't mean it that like that when you don't said it the way you said it. And I just wanted to briefly talk about that, guys. And I appreciate y'all for listening. Thanks for watching. And I'll be back with another one very soon called What's in the Dark will come into the lights part two. I got some more shit to talk about the so-called woke community. And we'll get back into that again as well. Peace and blessings. I'm out.
Thank you.